Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Volume 2, which is the fifth volume of this eight-volume set. Hilchos Nedarim, the laws of vows. Maybe a few hundred thousand Jews are learning Masechta Nedarim now. Those that learn Daf Yomi are learning Nedarim, coming close to the finish line of Masechta Nedarim. They're finishing and we're starting, so we're connecting with them also. Halacha Aleph, Inyan Nedarim. This is based on chapter 34 in Likutei Moran. Inyan Nedarim, sheyesh koyach biyad ha-Yisraeli le'esor al atzmoy eze dovor sheyirtze velasois meheter isur. Rav Nosson Zal says, this is the incredible power that Hashem has given to a Jew, that a Jew has the ability to declare something that's permissible, that Hashem said this is permissible, and a Jew has the ability to declare it forbidden. And it becomes forbidden. It becomes actually like a mitzvah in the Torah for this person not to do that, or not to eat that, or not to drink that. Ki kol hadvorim sheba'olam hem mishviras kelim. Because everything in the world today is the result of a shattering of vessels. What are you talking about? Look at this beautiful building. Look at this park. Look at everything so beautiful. You don't have eyes. Put on your glasses. If you had real glasses, you would see that this whole world is the result of shattered vessels, that everything is incomplete. Everything needs repair. Everything in this world needs repair. As it says in Bereishis, Asher bora Elokim la'asois. Hashem created everything to make. What do you mean to make? That we have to make it whole. Our mission is to make everything whole. Hashem didn't create bread. He didn't create oranges. Yeah, we are the ones who have to plant and plow the field and harvest and crush it up and grind it, go through so many different procedures to make food, to make clothing, to make everything. V'chol ha-taivos v'ha-hanois sheboilam. And therefore, all of the desires that people have and all of the pleasures that exist in this world are examples of fallen ahava, sheboim mishviras kli hachesed, which are the result of the shattering of the vessels of chesed. The Sifrei Kabbal explained that in this shviras hakelim, it was the kli chesed that shattered. Chesed is kindness. Chesed is love. Chesed is sweetness in a sense. That's all chesed. Because the chesed shattered and fell, that's why today people love things that they're not supposed to love. And this misplaced kindness, misdirected kindness. The kindness is being shown to the criminals, not to the victims. V'al kein kol hadvorim sheba'olam tzrichim tikun. And therefore, everything in the world requires fixing. Afilu dvorim hamutorim. Even things that are kosher, that are permissible. An apple, a glatt kosher apple, has to be fixed? Yes. Ki ein dovor ba'olam shelo yehei tzorech kama tikunim. There is nothing in this world that doesn't require several aspects of repair. V'al kein, and that's why the Gemara says, osur lehonois meho'olam azeh b'loi bracha. A person is not allowed to have any pleasure from anything in this world without first reciting a bracha. That's a major part of the repair process. The explanation for this is based on what Rabbeinu Zal explains in chapter 34 in Likutei Moran. Ayin Shom, study that chapter. Vaklal, to summarize, Kishemiskashrin el Hanekuda, Rabbeinu Zal there speaks about a deep concept. He speaks about a nekuda. A nekuda means a dot. Literally, a nekuda is a dot, like a chirik. A nekuda also means a specific aspect of something. And in that Torah, Rabbeinu Zal speaks about a yud and a vav. The letter yud is the nekuda. It's like a nekuda. It's like a dot. It doesn't have any major shapings or anything, the basic yud. And a vav, a yud is a very small line, again, which can be referred to like a dot, compared to a vav, which is a full line. And Rabbeinu Salvier gives examples, maybe 10 different examples, of the Yud and the Vav. For example, we have the Ten Commandments, the Aseres Hadibrois, and we're told that the Luchos were 6 by 6, 6 tefachim by 6 tefachim. Rabbeinu Salvier says the mouth and the heart. There's a pasuk in Tehillim, Pi yedaber chachmois, vehegois libi tivunois. My mouth speaks chachma, and the thoughts of my heart are tivuna. Chachma is usually represented by the yud, the letter yud of yud kei vav kei, and the heart is referred to as luchais, the tablets. Kosvam al luach libecha. Inscribe the words of Torah on the tablets of your heart. And we said the tablets were 6 by 6. And Rabbeinu Zal gives many examples of this nekuda and the concept of a person connecting to the nekuda hashaych liboy ba'es hazois. That a person has to always connect to a particular thing that's relevant to them at that particular time. In that Torah, Rabbeinu Zal goes into a lot of important concepts. He speaks about the three major foundations of Yiddishkeit, which are connecting to the tzaddik, number two, connecting to your fellow Jew, number three, connecting to yourself, your own personal connection to Hashem, one-on-one. This is one of the major foundations of Breslov, this chapter of Likutei Moran, Torah Lamed Aleph. So v'haklal, kishemiskashrim el hanekuda, when a person attaches themselves to, and connects to the nekuda, dahainu al yedei hadibur shebepeh. And Rabbeinu Zal says one of the ways that you do that is through speech, which comes from the mouth, which is this pi yedaber chochmos. The mouth is shaped like a nekuda. A person opens their mouth, it's round inside, like a nekuda. And again, pi yedaber chochmos, which is the yud. Sheshom bechinas hanekuda hakdoisha, that's where this holy nekuda is found. Bechinas pi yedaber chochmos, v'shom which means again, the three connections that we just said, connecting to Hashem, connecting to the tzaddik, connecting to, are all through the mouth. How do you connect to Hashem? Through words of Torah and Tefillah. How do you connect to the tzaddik? By speaking to the tzaddik, by listening to the words of the tzaddik, by speaking to the tzaddik. How does one connect directly to Hashem? By talking to Hashem and listening to the word of Hashem, which is the Torah. V'shom etzel hanekuda hakdosha, shoyre ahava hakdosha. And Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran, based on the Arizal, that it's by this nekuda, the light of chesed, when there was this shattering of the vessels, the light of chesed dropped down to yesoid, to the mid of yesoid, which is called a nekuda also. Rabbeinu Zal shows there in Likutei Moran. And al yedei zeh nizbatel hacherpa, Ushvira slave. And by doing this, by connecting to the nekuda that shaykh to you at that time, whether it's the tzaddik, whether it's a fellow Jew, or whether it's your personal connecting to Hashem, through this a person will remove from themselves all shame and the broken heart, the shattered heart, Sheheim alidei avois hanefulos, which come as a result of fallen avois, as a result of person getting involved in the wrong type of desires, the wrong type of taivas. Kishom etzel hanekuda oir ho'avo hakedoshe shere. Because it's there, by that nekuda, that's where the light of holy ahava is found. It's found by this nekuda. And again, the nekuda means this precise connection to Hashem, which is by connecting directly to Hashem, like we said, through Hispoiridus, through Tefillah and Torah, or connecting to the Tzaddik, or connecting to a friend, all through Dibur, through the mouth, the Peh. Ayin Shom, look over there in Likutei Moran, we're giving you a very short version of this. Over there in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal elaborates on this much more. This was the introduction, and now Rav Nosson Zal is going to begin his explanation. First, he's going to speak again about this, the bracha that we make before having any pleasure in the world, and then he's going to go into the topic of a neder. That this should be, it says, kol hascholos koshos, all beginnings are difficult. We began. I hope from here on in, Hashem will make it easy for all of us. Hashem should give us the time and the desire and the brain and the heart to learn and to absorb what we're learning and to fulfill everything we learn. B'zoicha thereby to be geula shleima b'mehera b'meino, amen v'amen.
Is it too late to ask a question?
Go ahead, please.
When we were just learning about, when you just said that, how do we connect to Hashem by talking to Hashem and learning Torah, and then you named the Sadiq, your friend, yourself. Does that fall under the same concept as talking?
Yes, talking to the Tzaddik and listening to the Tzaddik. And again, talking to your friend and listening to your friend. Exactly.
It's like talking to Hashem in a way.
Yes, yes. Because the Tzaddik is the closest thing to Hashem. And every Jew has an aspect of Hashem inside of them.
And then how does it work with talking to ourselves? Because we're also an aspect of Hashem?
Of Rabbi Nizal spoke about a person speaking to the parts of their body, a person speaking to their eyes and saying, Hashem created you. He created you for a purpose, to look at the good, the right things. You want to look at things you're not supposed to look at? You don't realize you're going to harm yourself and you're going to harm the whole body. There is this concept of speaking. Although again, the major emphasis is on speaking to Hashem, you know, the three things we mentioned. How can we talk to the tzaddik? The answer is, it's a delicate issue. But a person can even when they're speaking to Hashem, to have in mind that the tzaddikim are listening. The Gemara says that when Hashem wanted to discuss the creation of the world, Hashem consulted with the neshamos of tzaddikim. And when it speaks about the court, the heavenly court is made up of Hashem and tzaddikim. So a person can have in mind this concept of the tzaddik.